You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
I don't know how many it would be, but it would be like individual.
Oish.
I'll never forget my man's uncle flipping. Gave me 1,000 naira still when man was.
You thought you was balling.
Man thought he gave me a bag in it. So man ran upstairs celebrating like whoosh whoosh whoosh. I'm shouting. The maids in that are busting up. Like everyone's laughing.
He had maids.
This British boy.
This was it. My uncle's house. He lives in a mansion. He's got maids that serve the food in that ensuite every room in that.
Living
like
life.
Man's gassed. Man's running around screaming like, bro. I think I got a bag.
Like,
I said to my bro. I said I'm gonna buy a TV. I'm gonna buy a PS4. They're just laughing. Laughing at me, I said, "Why is everyone laughing?" They said, "Do you know how much that is?" I said, "How much in pounds?" They said, "Bro, that's like £4." And it's less than that now, you know. 1,000 now is like £2 now, still. So I've heard.
Man said he's gonna buy a P4.
P4, you thought he was back,
bro? I thought I was back.
But this was his come up story.
I don't know how they spray dollars in that.
Say that again.
But they spray.
They have people that exchange, but you have to buy them off road.
The rate is mad.
You have to buy them off road.
The night crunch is messed up though because
the rate is mad though.
It's not like 1,000 naira is actually £4 because 1,000 naira can buy you more than what £4 can buy you, innit? Correct.
What's the rate right now? Let me see.
Probably.
Is it?
Oh my gosh.
But obviously, if he's saying you can buy like a Maggie for 65 naira.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The rate is, it doesn't work exactly.
More bang for your buck.
Yeah, because the economy is less than
this neck anymore.
That's bad still.
It's crazy out there, man.
All right.
What? They mess up.
Yeah, the economy is just mess up.
Corruption, man.
Mess up. Word.
Corruption.
Word.
What do you mean, boy?
We're a banter podcast. We ain't got that. We ain't got that. We ain't got that still.
All right, yo, what is it, people? This is Real Soulful episode 55. We've got some big guests in the studio.
What's going on?
You want to introduce yourselves?
Whoosh and push. That's what they need to know.
Whoosh and push, that's it. What kind of intro is that? Somebody with a more mature intro. MB?
What's going on, MB in the building?
Who else we got in the studio?
JB in the building.
Last but not least.
Fucking no, SBK, man. SB to the K. SB or SBK, you can go be sure.
Tell the listeners where you guys are from. Where you guys come from?
The pull up
point. That's South Side, man.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit crazy though, because obviously from the last time we had Independence Day, a whole lot went on from NSARS and all that kind of stuff. So
NSARS, I mean,
so this year it's trying to be more positive, not in it. So obviously I took it upon myself to just see how much of a Nigerian you are. So I'm gonna call some people.
Hold on.
There's two quizzes. There's one that's a bit more funny. I'm just gonna call some people just to see how much of the. This can apply to you lot as well, because obviously we've got two Nigerians on here, one Ghanaian. And one Congolese.
Gang.
Shout out. So obviously I'm gonna ask some questions, and obviously this would probably determine how much of Nigerian they are. So if they get it wrong, then obviously they're faking it still. So I wanna call one person first and foremost. Let me see if they pick up. If they don't, shout out to them. Let me see if they actually picks up. This was like one of them hotlines.
Hello.
Do you know
Is this a surprise?
Do you know who's calling?
Well, Joseph, did I not save your number?
Okay, all right. Do you know what's happening today?
What's happening?
You're actually on the podcast, like live. All
right.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Inside. So obviously,
okay.
What's happening? Do you know what's going on tomorrow?
What's going on tomorrow?
You're not going to do well, man. Think hard. What could possibly happen tomorrow? What's a big day?
Think hard.
Today's the 30th.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh yeah, just to let you know, there are some guests with me today. If you guys want to say hello.
Hi guests.
What's going on?
All right. So what's happening tomorrow? What do you think is going on tomorrow?
I don't know. You have to tell me. I can't.
You're off to a bad start. I'd be so rude with you. Think hard. Today's the 30th, and tomorrow's the 1st of October.
What happens on the 1st of October?
I don't know.
Oh my god, this is terrible. Tell me what's going on.
I thought it was a trick question.
Independence Day.
Oh yeah, there's nothing to celebrate, man.
Oh my god.
Well, this is a good start.
Should not celebrate.
Jesus Christ. Nothing at all.
Listen, I guess.
So you're not about to be a Nigerian?
No, I am. I am always and forever.
So what's there to be proud of?
The country right now is shambolic. It is
okay.
So
country shambolic.
Therefore, there is no reason for us to be celebrating independence. We're not independent. No.
It's reflective of the fact that Nigeria still wallows in a state of Mendicantian statism, cankerous tribalism, ethnocentric chauvinism, syphilitic parochialism, epileptic nepotism, cataleptic paracoism, and state brigandage.
Oh, you have to be frivolous. Like, there's actually nothing for you to celebrate whatsoever.
I hear her still. No. I hear her still. Nigeria,
I mean,
is
always.
State.
I love Nigeria always in my heart, but yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a little quiz for you.
Me hear you.
I've got a little quiz for you just to test how much of Nigerian you are. Do you want to hear the question?
Okay.
Don't be scared. Yeah. Come. All right, cool. Number one, a family member is coming from Nigeria to stay in your household. How long would they be staying? 1 to 2 weeks, 3 months, a year, or you have a new roommate?
You have a new roommate.
You have a holiday planned with your friends, but one of your parents has a strange dream regarding your safety and well-being. What happens next? Prayer and fasting. Can you hear me?
Repeat that.
All right. You have a holiday planned with one of your friends, but one of your parents has a strange dream regarding your safety and well-being. What happens next? Prayer and fasting. Holiday plans cancelled, or you don't care because you're going regardless.
Well, as for me and my household, the last one, I don't care because I'm going regardless.
So you're still going out.
But my mum will definitely.
What's the same with you, man?
If you're traveling,
if I booked that shit, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone.
So if she tells you she's had a dream, SB, I've had a dream.
My mom has never come and told me like she's had a dream still.
So no.
Yeah, no. Real niggas do real things, man.
I've got this. I had a dream.
Protected. All right. You're a guest at auntie's house. She offers you something to eat. How do you respond? You happily indulge. You're hungry. You politely decline. You can't risk looking like you don't get fed at home. You fake the client and hope she offers you again so you can say yes, or you consider accepting until you catch your parents glaring at you.
Nah, it's definitely the second one.
So you politely decline. You politely decline. Yeah. You can't risk looking like you don't get fed at home.
Even though you're
hungry. This is your auntie, you know.
Yeah.
No, auntie, I'm fine.
Is it real auntie or fake auntie?
Okay.
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
This is fake auntie. This is auntie that knows your mom.
It's not auntie, that's the sibling of your mom.
You call her auntie.
Then forget that.
Even if your belly is growling.
That is hilarious.
I'll be real still. I'm taking it.
All right, last one. You're feeling peckish and especially craving some ice cream. You reach for a tub in the freezer. When you open it, what is inside? Ice cream, of course. Leftover stew, leftover rice, a combination of rice and stew.
No, it would be leftover stew. You can't mix them together.
All right. Well,
therefore just a stew.
Do you mind if I said rice and stew?
Yeah, you can get inside of a freezer.
Frozen rice and stew together. That's insane.
You can get that still. I've never had that before.
How long are you warming it up for?
Wait, rice and stew in one container?
Yes.
So how do you separate it?
You just put it in the microwave, let it defrost.
You don't separate. You just put the rice below and the stew on top and then vibes.
But that means you have to do it all together.
I'm saying there's been rice and stew in together.
It's frozen together. Rice and stew is frozen together. You have to defrost the rice and stew as one, bro.
And then you stir and you eat, bro.
Wait, why would you freeze rice anyway?
It's happened before, I'll be real.
Do you want one more?
I mean, go for it.
All right, okay. This one's a lengthy one, yeah. So it's party time. And you've been elected to bring to jollof rice. We acknowledge the contribution of Senegal and Gambia, where it originates, and Ghana, where it's attempted. But let's be clear, Nigeria is where it's perfected. What will you be using as the base of your recipe? This is a very serious question right now. Long grain, basmati, or bulgur wheat, because you're progressive, whatever that means.
Long grain for sure.
All right. True Nigerian.
I'm not with the band.
All right. Thank you very much, Kola, for appreciating. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a lovely Independence Day. Hopefully you'll be more enthusiastic for tomorrow, man. Come on. You came on.
You guys have a great time.
We will. We'll be celebrating. Thank you very much. All right. Bye bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye bye.
What do you mean long grain rice, fam?
Bro, so wait, what
in,
do you
he's
mean?
Going in, he's going in, so he's going to come with something. He's
what's wrong with long grain rice?
It's called be basmati.
I'll be real, I like long grain rice over basmati, you know?
I like basmati.
I feel long grain rice better still.
Long grain is
What about your J rice? Is it made of basmati or long grain?
It's basmati.
Basmati long grain.
Every rice recipe you have is basmati, right?
Yeah, it's basmati.
On a serious tip, be very honest. You've had both, right?
Yes.
Which one do you actually think is better?
Honestly,
very honest.
Out of the two that I've had, I even have a close Nigerian family friend.
What does that
basmati
mean?
To show that I have it a lot. Like, man can have it a lot. It's not like I've had it.
No, but Nigerians have basmati as well, though.
No, I'm just, I gave that example.
So you're stereotyping us that you think we all Nigerians have long grain?
He just asked me which one's better.
So why are you saying you have a close Nigerian friend? What does that have to do with long grain or basmati?
He uses long grain rice.
Like he said something like,
bro, he's basically trying to say,
like he said, my friends are black. You're giving him that same vibe, bro.
In your gaff, whatever rice dish is, it always long grain.
Yeah,
more time. Other than white rice, more time is long grain. No, more time is long grain.
So
more time
basmati.
Yeah,
I think basmati is a fake bougie thing, man. I don't think it's better. Still, I don't think it tastes better. I think people just do it for the sake of it.
Jasmine rice.
So generally speaking, which one do you think is better?
Honestly, basmati. Honestly,
Ghanaian jollof, and Nigerian jollof.
The Ghanaian jollof that I've had, I can't speak for everybody's, but the Ghanaian jollof that
tops the best Nigerian jollof
to the top Nigerian jollof that I've had. Ghanaian's better still.
How did I bring him on the podium?
Yeah, I don't know. Really,
am I supposed to agree with you? I'm supposed to lie? Days. Gang shit, Peckham.
Yo.
What the fuck? Why are you
Yo, can you hear me?
Why the fuck did you start?
What?
Nah, I swear.
I thought you got kidnapped, bro. Why would you think I got kidnapped?
Because this shit sound like they're about to make a demand, bro.
He ain't said anything.
Is that what you think?
He's just ready to free up the bread straight away.
You're on Rule Soulful, bro. We got some guests on today. You're on Rule Soulful. That's what I called. I'm all good, man. All right, cool. First question. What's happening tomorrow? Think very hard. What could be possibly going on tomorrow? It's a big day.
Nigeria.
Correct guy. All right, one question. What's the proudest thing about being a Nigerian?
Ooh, the proudest thing.
Yeah. Like, what makes you really proud to be a Nigerian?
Yo, there's this aura that we have. We're just loved.
There's an aura that we have.
I just feel like there's this aura about being Nigerian that's just, you know what I mean?
So everywhere you go, you get love. Is that what you're saying? Because you're Nigerian?
Pretty much, like even especially being a Nigerian man, you know we're loved. People like to pretend like we're not.
Can you give me one example?
Oh, that's a good reason. So,
what an example of what?
As in like us Nigerian men being loved regardless of where we go. Give an example.
Bro, you know how they like to pretend like we're trash, but really the reason why we're trash is because they can't get them. They love us.
Is that speaking from personal experience?
Huh?
You heard me. Is that speaking from personal experience?
Nah, this
network
is crazy.
All right, cool. I got a little quiz for you just to test how much of a Nigerian you are, yeah? Are you ready?
Talk to me.
All right, which brand of super malt do you consider to be superior? Mighty Malt, Super Malt, Malta Guinness, or Malt Tastes Like Disappointment and Broken Promises?
Well, it can never be the last one, but repeat
after.
It's mad. Mighty Malt. What?
Yeah, I don't.
We're gonna come back to that. Mighty Malt, Super Malt, or Malta Guinness?
Definitely Super Malt.
That's your top, yeah? That's your pick. SP, why don't you like Super Malt? I don't understand.
It just doesn't have, it doesn't taste nice. It's overrated. Trust me, I'm Nigerian. I'm Nigerian to the core,
wait,
bro.
Does he do that cool thing that says, I don't like Super Malt? So everybody can ask you, bro. You don't like
it. Who's that?
SP from the pull up pod. SP from the pull up pod.
Bro, I just don't like Super Malt. I don't like Malt. It's just not, it just doesn't do it for me still. I'll be real.
Wait, so you don't like the taste, or you just don't like?
I don't like the taste of malt. It doesn't taste nice. It's not nice.
No, but the proper what you need
stop
to
trying to sell it to me. I don't like malt, super malt, mighty malt, mini malt.
He's gonna hustle.
Listen,
he's gonna hustle.
The one that you need to add to that in that list is Maltina. That's the bad boy malt.
Maltina.
Oh yeah, Maltina's nice.
I'll be real. Yeah. Man goes to the African hall parties. They bring all types of casing. It's all the same. Like, man don't like.
Nah,
I mean it comes out. It's dead.
Oh my god.
Wait. Do you like super malt?
What, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you like all forms of malt? You like all forms of malt?
Nah, Maltina is the one, man.
But you said you like super malt, so you like all forms of malt, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
So malt, we're not on the malt, we're not gonna have the same taste. There's no point trying to sell it to me. I'll taste that Maltina, Maldiva, whatever you call it, and it's gonna taste Maldives. Meaty.
That's
it. I'll give it a try, man. Don't worry, man. Inshallah.
Yeah, Maltina's the one, man.
All right. When it comes to your occupation, what are you? A doctor, lawyer, engineer, something respectable worth bragging about, or none of the above?
None of the above.
So as a Nigerian, you don't feel it's right for us to have, you know, prestigious occupations, doctors, lawyers, engineers. Well, you're not with that. You're more new school now. You can do what you like.
The way Nigerian is right now, you got to get how you live.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. What unofficial Nigerian motto resonates with you the most? Love is sweet. When money enters, love is sweeter. I can't come and kill myself. There's rice at home. Or who has ever died from insults? Which one of those?
That's funny.
Which one of those resonates with you the most?
I can't come and kill myself.
Any particular reason why?
Because I can't come and kill myself.
Yeah, but why though? Why do you say that? Why does that one resonate with you the most?
Because sometimes in life you just gotta realize that you can't kill yourself.
All right, first.
Man, just rewind.
Which school did you go?
My brother repeated the question as the answer.
All right, last one. Which dance would best describe your personality? Shaku Shaku, Zanku, Sekem, Yawuze, or Shoki?
Ooh.
Come on, man, get this one. Get this one.
That's what you said, like it's a game show, bro. So which dance move best describes your personality? Shaku Shaku, Zanku, Sekem, Yawuze, or Shoki?
Shakiti Bobo.
Bro, pick from the ones I've given you, bro. What's it?
Typical
Nigerian, bro. Typical Nigerian. Pick from the ones I've given you, bro.
I'm gonna go with Zanku.
All right, that's the best one. So why Zanku?
Talk to me.
I said, why Zanku?
Because Zanku is the weirdest thing ever, and I'm the weirdest guy to ever live.
All right.
you're the goat, man. It's been nice knowing you, man.
Thank you very much for playing. Have a lovely Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day, man.
All righty. We got two more.
Can't believe the Bob Risky dance went in there. That's my flex.
I can't believe you didn't choose your Uzi.
Well, that's what I was like. Yeah. Ooh.
TikTok's make everything be popping now, you know. I've seen a lot of, I don't know if my page is accustomed to Nigerian content now.
Different people's pages are different, depends what you've been liking. So
yeah. Fair enough.
I don't even like that though.
No, but even just
you don't like
depends on your followers.
I like anything you man send, man. That's funny, bro.
Even just like the trending stuff, like all the stuff that I see is always deriving from like Nigerian stuff. What's that one that they've seen? I'm in Lagos City.
He needs to do something with that, man. You can't have that fame and not do that. But I don't think they're doing anything.
That
though.
Is hilarious. All right, let's see who picks up.
Is it?
He's popular. He's clear. Right? Oh, don't be the first caller not to pick up. We're in the street, bro.
You think it's mad that when someone calls you, you think they can see your call?
You ever think they're watching it, looking at it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Welcome to the I'm sorry, but the person you called
Shit!
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome.
My bro said hello.
Hi. Finally.
It's a good thing I'm in charge of editing, man. God damn. All right, let's pick another person.
This person's you to be the reserves.
Your boy, it's on record. He still had them. They were going to be used, bro. He said he's going to call four people, bro.
It's carb.
Oh, if this one goes first, one to you, I'm rated. Oh, my God.
Let's be lucky, man.
I can't on this neck anymore.
This is pressure.
Let me know.
Bro, that's five rings, bro.
When it goes this long, they're thinking, why are you ending it? They press their lock button so it doesn't keep vibrating their phones still.
Welcome to the voicemail. I'm sorry, but the person you called is not available. Call me. They are not picking our calls. They made up their mind. I am in pain. I am in severe pain. I can't touch this neck anymore. If anything happens to me, the Inspector General of Police should be held accountable.
Now I'm gonna ask the rest to us then if you ain't got no more.
Okay, all right.
How many more people you got to call?
I would have had one more person.
Give them the train.
Go for it.
Should I go again? Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys believe in me, man.
Come on.
Let's see.
Message them from now.
Strike out. It's like baseball, man.
Nah,
it's me, bro.
Free chatting you out.
It's nice to hear the surprise in their voice, man.
Free chatting you out.
Let's see. Free for free. My God. My God.
Bro, free shots you out.
My God.
Are these women?
This one is, yeah.
What about the other two?
It was, no, Farouk. This one that called was a girl, yeah. This one as well.
So you've two girls have missed the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fuck. What time is it?
Look.
You're calling at 10:30. She's wondering, what does he want?
What does he want?
Oh, yeah, it's 10:30.
Yeah, man. What does he want?
Let's call Guy and see, bro. After this, we'll lock it off, man. We've got enough content. We'll be all right. Hello?
Yo, G.
Yay!
Thank you for picking up, man. I was on the edge of desperation, fam. These man can smell it, bro. Low key. Thank you for picking up, man. You're on Real Soul for today, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
I'm all good, man. I'm all good. I just want to ask you a question, man. Do you know what's going on tomorrow? Do you know what's happening tomorrow?
Apart from independence.
My guy, well done. You're on your way. But obviously, let the listeners know, though, because I know you personally. I mean, I know that you're half Nigerian, and what's the other half?
Well, you already know
about that. We're not going to talk about that other half today. You're fully Nigerian for the rest of this phone call, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's one thing you're proud about being a Nigerian?
One thing I'm proud about.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I can think of loads of things off the top of my head. I think the culture, specifically the music, you know.
Okay. Afrobeat, big on Afrobeat, yeah.
Yeah, man, I enjoy the music.
Favorite artist?
Sorry?
Favorite artist?
I don't want to pick between Wizkid and Burna, so either or on the day, man.
Wizkid right now, pick one. Gun to your head, pick one.
Someone's got to go. Someone's got to die. No homo.
Why is that no homo?
Stop asking questions. No homo. Someone's got to die.
Well, I lost it to Wizkid, isn't it? So I'll go Wizkid.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
Say nothing. All right. I've got a couple questions for you, yeah? Are you ready?
Hey, bro, you already know, like, don't be trying to...
No, it's the steady questions, man. Don't worry. Which Nigerian artist do you call up for a verse on your single? Tiwa, Adekunle Gold, Burna Boy, Wizzy, Tenny the Entertainer, or Two Baba, previously known as Two-Face? You need a verse. You need a sick verse. Tiwa Savage, Adekunle Gold, Burna Boy, Wiz, Tenny the Entertainer, or Two-Face?
I'm going Wiz for the easy.
You're going Wiz for a verse?
Yeah, that was easy.
Are you sure that's a steady decision?
100%.
You blow. Wiz don't even need a verse.
Yeah,
right. Do a one dance.
I've got
some backing noise.
Hey, all right.
Anyway, near that track, I'm going clear, man.
All right. Next question. When will you marry? This year, next year, single forever, or you're already happily married?
I want a relationship with you. I want to be with you. I want to marry you. I want to be the one that makes you go, why do you make me feel like this?
I want to be with you.
I want to marry you. When will you marry, Jeff? When will you marry? Will it be this year?
Bro, that's the last thing on my mind right now.
Oh, so hold on. Mama hasn't spoken to you about looking for a potential wife, no?
No, that's how they get, man.
You're getting old. To be fair, it doesn't really run more for guys, but the conversation can still run.
Bro, I'm comfy right now, bro. I'm comfy.
So hold on, yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right. Have a lovely Independence Day. Make sure you enjoy yourself. Keep be safe.
No take problem. Care, guys.
All right,
care.
All right. Bye bye. Man, just before we go, this is a chance for you lot, obviously, let everybody know what's the proudest thing you like about being Nigerian, SBK.
I'll say the status of being the most popping black nation in the planet.
Come on, it's the status still.
But I don't think any other black nation. I'm not even talking about Africa. I'm just talking about in the whole world still. Mm. Like man's like the epicenter. You know what I'm saying, of black culture, and I feel like. As the most populated black country in the entire world, it's just like we're the forefront. If we fail, then black people are failing. If we succeed, black people are succeeding.
How did you get there?
What do you think? We are the epicenter of black culture. So that's what I think. I'm proud of. I think we're the epicenter. I'm most proud of our.
That's a very Nigerian thing to say, man. Proud of you, man.
Thank you, my boy. Thank you, my boy.
MB, obviously, you're not Nigerian, so I'm going to ask you, what do you like about.
Man's not Nigerian, you know.
How I catch you lacking like
I love our football kits.
To be fair though, there was one time I heard, I don't know which country it was, in the Africa Cup of Nations, apparently the kit that they wore was mad. Because
I think that was Nigerian, Cameroon or something like that.
No, but I'm just about African countries in general. So yeah, you're correcting me. But I remember, I think it was a African country. It might be Korea, I don't know. But the sponsor that was sponsoring their kit gave them some mad thing. I think they had rips in their jerseys. like you know, like a Tigers like ripped something. They had rips in their jerseys and they played with it.
Cameroon or Senegal had one with no sleeves.
So
just a vest.
Just a vest. Cameroon or Senegal had one with no sleeves. Oh, no sleeve. It just stopped here. V-neck as well.
Flipping off.
That's
crazy. All right, JB, what's the best thing you like about Nigerians?
Yeah. About Nigerians.
Yeah, man.
Yo, don't ruin my
It's okay, you can actually say that still. It's fine, man.
No, but I want to say something different to women because obviously that is one of the reasons. You guys have nice women. I like a lot of Nigerian people's mentalities.
I think a lot of them
have a lot in common and their mentality.
What's the
Is that like thriving mentality? That's what I like about Nigeria.
Hustler's mind. Okay. Nice.
What about you,
nice.
Joe? What do you like about Nigeria?
Obviously, being born and raised, I think it's similar to what Gio said recently. Oh, sorry, what?
Gio, Daddy Gio.
The music and the culture is just, I don't know, man. There's just something about Nigerians. You can just tell when a Nigerian walks into the room, bro. They make it known. Wherever they go, wherever they are, you can just tell this guy's a Nigerian, this girl's a Nigerian. Mm. It's nice, man. We're loved. We're actually loved. I don't think we can go anywhere and not be loved by anyone. But I feel like, obviously, there is that consensus in terms of like Nigerian men, the whole trash thing. I don't know where that started. I don't know where you decided to run with that.
Trash comes from a love for someone.
You think
that's
so?
What it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
So they just love us that much that they just have
you
to.
You can't. Same way women say men are trash because they love men. Same way they be specific and say Nigerian men are trash because they love Nigerian men. It's just based off a love.
So if you ever hear that, you're trash because you're Nigerian.
Girl saying Nigerian men are trash, it's because she likes Nigerian men. She's not gonna call a specific, you know, men trash if she doesn't like it or has an appeal towards it. So it's take that negative and turn it into a positive.
I hope all my Nigerian boys are hearing that, man. But yeah, man, we're about to wrap up. That's what's up, episode 55, a short one today. Let you guys know. Have a lovely Independence Day. Be safe. Eat your rice. Enjoy yourselves. And yeah, man.
Push and push.
What year is it?
It's 61 years. We are here, man. But yeah, man.
Nigeria.
I'm from Nigeria. But yeah, man. Love for you guys listening. And have a good one.
SPL.
Whoosh. Slap.